We're visiting with Aaron Olson with the Knox County Relay for Life. Aaron, you've been involved with the Relay for a long time. What got you involved with the Knox County Relay for Life?
What got me involved was I have a lot of family members who have been dealt, you know, handed that cancer, you know, been told they've had cancer. So I got involved in college with one of my sororities, with the sorority I was in, and just kind of, you know, somebody's like, come to this all-night event. Didn't know what I was going to. I'm like, all right, staying up all night, fine. So I went, and it really touched me. I had my dad's mom passed away of cancer before I was born. So I never got to meet her. And that was always something, you know, I knew she had passed to cancer, but then going to this event, it really tugged at my heartstrings. Just like, wow, this is something that I can do to honor her and do something, you know, for cancer. So joining that and then coming to Galesburg and finding a job here and then joining the Relay for Life committee really got me going. So I've had grandparents, I've had uncles, I've had friends, you know, just like everybody else has. But this was a way that I guess in a sense that I could do something, because sometimes even as a caregiver, you don't feel like you are doing enough. You know, you don't know what else to do for them. So this was my way to help raise money, whether it be for that Hope Lodge or for somebody to get that wig, you know, or get a ride or just help with whatever they needed to be. So family was a big thing. And then being able to relay with my mom, that's who I relayed with in the beginning, and we still go to relay every year together. And even on the committee, the one time a night that I took the time to ourselves was when we walked that Luminaria lap. That was, everybody's quiet. I could just walk with my mom. We could, you know, walk around and do our thing. And then, you know, then getting married and bringing my husband into it. And then both of my kids, I mean, they've known nothing. They've known nothing different. They've mm-hmm. been involved with Purple and Relay since the day they were born. And one of the coolest experiences I had was three or four years, I got to sit on the state task force, the Relay for Life State of Illinois task force, and meeting people from across the state and getting all of the different ideas and going to Chicago, you know, for those 4 years and being on stage in front of all those people and learning and having all those people in the same room with the same heart, you know, and what they're doing. And we even went to one, Stacy and I went to one, I don't remember what state we was, but we were with people from all over the United States and other countries. And that was amazing. So it's just something that I can do to help and give back to some of those people that I never did get to meet, and to those ones who I've lost, you know, in my 41 years that were so much a part of me. This is a way to keep them in my heart and to keep their memory alive.
Aaron, thanks for being with us today.
Thanks.